This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, August 12, one more time. Dear friends, this gospel reminds us of one good thing we can never get enough of. And in case you missed it the first time, Jesus lays it out again. He says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever." We've grown up with this essential tenet of Christianity, and it's a Bible study basic. It's been grist for countless sermons, and we know the words. But even now, do we really get it? Not just a nodding acceptance, but do we actively embrace the real-world implications of a life in and for Christ, centered on Him, nourished by Him? Or is life in Christ something we're going to get around to when we have the time? After all, we have so many obligations, mouths to feed, mortgages to pay, credit cards, car payments, tuition, and on and on. And that's just the cash side of the ledger. Demands on our time and emotions can even be higher. So what to do? Do we put Jesus in the queue with all of our other obligations? Or we drop Him in the pit of good intentions that we're going to get to someday? After all, let's get our heads on straight. If we see Christ as another obligation, just one more thing to do, we need some very serious attitude adjustment. Living in Christ is not another thing to do. It is the thing to do. It's the only reason we're here. And it's all that God expects from us. Not results, not contributions, not a quid pro quo deal of good things to get good things. But here's the best part. Life in Christ is not a dry sacrificial fast. It's the feast of heaven and earth. It's the table of plenty. It transforms the routines and chores of the day into prayer. It takes the dregs of the day and makes them a glorious gift to give back to our loving and joyful God. Where did we find the focus to see through the constant distractions and the downright disasters that visit every life? Our God in the form of Jesus Christ gives Himself to us today and every day to nourish our souls, to give our lives purpose and direction. And that direction is one of hope and joy, knowing that we're on our way home to our loving Father, confident that Christ is in us every step of the way. In this week's gospel, Christ invites us to consume His love, to make it the bone and fiber of our being, to keep coming back for seconds, to purge the toxins of sin and fill ourselves with joy. From the loaves and the fishes through the ongoing discourse on the bread of life, the sixth chapter of John has a common theme: trust in God. He loves you and will provide for you. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Get that straight and everything else, well, it'll fall into place. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my parish at www.stpetersbayshore.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.